practice Thursday night at the ballpark. Augusta going for three consecutive wins to start off the homestand. And we are thrilled to present Green Jackets Baseball here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. Welcome into the Tax Slayer pregame show. First pitch just under 15 minutes away here at SRP Park. The Green Jackets, dating back to opening weekend, have won three consecutive ball games at home, and none more convincingly than last night. An 11-4 drubbing of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The Jackets put up 12 hits, worked 8 walks, and were hit by a pitch once. The offense coming alive where it needs to do so. Augusta had all 9 starters get on base yesterday. 8 of the 9 had at least one hit in the ball game, and the Jackets got runs and RBIs up and down the order. Isaiah Drake continues to have a startlingly strong start to his 2025 season. There were a few questions with Drake after an up-and-down season last year, his first in professional baseball. The speed, the defense, always there. Isaiah has the chance to be a game-breaker when he's at full health. But the bat took a little bit of time. It's an understandably large differential in talent to go from facing Atlanta City Public School pitching to now facing professional arms at the top of the order game after game. Drake also had hamstring and back issues last year, but this season, Isaiah's reached base in 6 consecutive ball games. He's hitting .344 on the season, driven in 5 RBIs, and most notably, that on-base percentage, .475 on the season. Drake has struck out 11 times in 9 games played. There has still been some swing and miss, but it has been cut down drastically from last year, and he is 6 of 8 stealing bases, one of which he tripped going halfway to second and third and got cut down as a result. Drake's in the cleanup spot today with a handful of players getting a day off, including Eric Hartman and John Heal. But the Green Jackets under Winston Sawyer, a chance to get 3 consecutive W's to start off this series against the Pelicans. For Myrtle Beach, a loss today would be 6 in a row. They're coming off a 1-5 week against the Carolina Mudcats. And after losses in 2 consecutive games to start this trip to Augusta, the Pelicans will put all their chips into the pot on the back of Nazir Mule. Arguably the best starter on this roster, Nazir Mule is 1-0 on the year, allowed 1 run in 5 innings to get Myrtle Beach's only win against Carolina in the first homestand of 2025. Mule's 2-1 in his career, spent most of last year with Myrtle Beach, and his first professional win came against the Green Jackets. That was back on July 24th of 2024. When Mule's in the zone, he is downright dastardly. A fastball that flirts with triple digits and is consistently 97-98. A wipeout slider that, when he stays on top of it, can inflict severe damage on right-handed hitters. And a fringy changeup that, at its best, is a notorious weapon against left-handed hitters. For Mule, command has always been the question. Last year, it improved as the season went along, and that's to be expected. For an arm who came out of high school as a two-way player and then missed all of 2023 recovering from Tommy John surgery, we've seen that on both these teams and across minor league baseball. The last thing to come back after TJ, it used to be the velocity. These days, it feels like it's command, especially the secondary pitches. And as long as Mule has worked in this organization, he was a fourth-round pick back in 2022, the New Jersey native is still just 20 years of age, and he won't turn 21 until mid-October. So Mule represents a very intriguing case. Prospect analysts are incredibly split on where he's going to be. The development of a changeup and the increase in command consistency will likely keep him in the rotation as long as Chicago will allow it. But if that changeup or command don't develop, the high-octane fastball and slider, paint the picture of a legitimate back-end weapon that could climb the ranks quickly. And again, just 20, so there's a lot of time to decide. On the other side, taking the ball for the Green Jackets with his third start of 2025, it's the right-hander Owen Hackman, who turned in a splendid performance last time out after a bit of a rocky opening day start. Hackman went 5 1/3, allowing 2 hits and 1 unearned run with 7 punchouts against the Crawdads, and got the W in Hickory. So all told, Hackman 1-0, a 4.5 ERA, and 11 Ks in 8 innings. After missing in the middle part of the zone with the fastball rather consistently on opening night against Columbia, Hackman was back to working the corners, using his high spin fastball well at the top of the zone, and then spinning the slider off of it. Hackman's got a great curveball as well. He is not really shown at the single-A level, as Atlanta likes to strip away one of two breaking balls and allow their young arms to focus on tightening up the slider and developing a changeup that Hackman still has as a work in progress. Behind Hackman, we expect to see Brent Sears on the bump for Augusta. Still early on in the year, so the rest of the weekend will feature a bunch of piggyback arms, including Ethan Bagwell and Samuel Mejia tomorrow and Sunday, respectively. That in no way means Hackman is on a short leash. He went 5 1/3 last time. And if he's anywhere near that level of efficiency, Augusta would have no problem going Hackman to Sears and saving the rest of the bullpen for the final three games of the series. Other arms behind Sears include Jackson Danley, Seth Keller, and David Rodriguez, all of whom are on at least 5 days of rest. So it'll be a righty-heavy rotation for the Green Jackets tonight. Just about everybody that's going to come out of the pen will throw from the right side. We saw Jacob Kroger last night and Jacob Gomez 2 nights ago, with Riley Fry getting the start yesterday. All three left-handed pitchers that are healthy and on the roster have already tossed. Myrtle Beach did not put forth, at least publicly, a planned arm to come behind Mule. But Nazir might not need one if he can replicate the 5 innings that he had in front of the Carolina Mudcats and the home crowd 7 days prior. Augusta gets rest days for Hartman, Monteverde, and Heal, so the lineup alters a little bit. Alan Pineda getting his second start. Leiker Figueroa, his second start. Jake Steele's his 4th in 8 games on the roster. The bottom of the order is going to have to produce for the Green Jackets. Augusta's top half has been quite consistent. Seems like every day, save for the no-hitter last Tuesday, somebody at the top of the order is finding their way on base. But it's this bottom with a little bit of unproven talent, at least this year, Steele, Sanchez, Figueroa, and Pineda, that are going to have to do their best efforts at setting the table in order to keep the Green Jackets in the win column. Augusta coming into today at 6-5, Myrtle Beach at 4-7. We'll take a quick glance at the Cintas standings board before the national anthem gets going here in about 2 minutes. In the South, a very close race. Augusta's done nothing but play interdivisional opponents so far. Every game they've had has come in the South Division. Hickory stays at top at 7-4, the Rangers single-A affiliate, currently looking down upon everybody else. But they don't have to look very far to see the Green Jackets. Augusta, along with Columbia and Kannapolis, at 6 wins and 5 losses, just a game back of Hickory. Hickory's in Charleston, who at 3-8 have the worst record in the league right now. On the north side, Carolina ended their 5-game winning streak last night. In fact, it was yesterday, had an Education Day loss against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Shorebirds snapped a bit of a losing skid of their own. But Carolina still at the top in 9-2. Fayetteville's the only other team in the Northern Division with a record above 500. The Woodpeckers, who had been in the South Division in the previous 4 seasons since COVID realigned the Carolina League, Fayetteville moved up to the north and they sit 3 games back of first. If you're wondering why Fayetteville jumped up to the top of the Carolina League, it's because Hickory replaced Down East and the Wood Ducks in the Carolina League. Hickory a bit further south than Down East was and has some built-in rivalry with the Kannapolis Cannonballers about an hour away with traffic on the opposite side of Charlotte. It also moved Fayetteville up to the north simply because it's a bit easier to reach for some of the northernmost teams like the Fredericksburg Nationals and Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll get the thrilling opportunity to take the bus 12 hours north to Delmarva and Salisbury, Maryland next week. See the Shorebirds at old Purdue Stadium for the first time in a couple years. That'll be the first interdivisional matchup of 2025 for Augusta. Green Jackets will play everybody in the north at least for one series, except for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Carolina, Lynchburg, and Salem will all come here. Fayetteville, I believe, comes to town as well, and then Augusta will go to both Fayetteville and Delmarva. But lots of Southern games this year, including 15 against this Myrtle Beach Pelican squad. Augusta's 2-0 against the Pelicans, and this is the only trip to SRP this season for Myrtle. The single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs will not make the trek back to SRP this year. Each of the next 9 games after this week between these two teams will come at Pelicans Ballpark. Green Jackets will head there for 6 at the end of May, and then in late July on the opposite side of the All-Star break, they'll break into the home stretch of the season by taking on the Pelicans for 3, part of a 9-game road trip out of the break. And with that, we bring the Tax Slayer pregame show to a conclusion. Martinez Elementary School's choir is on the field. They're ready for the anthem, and we're ready for baseball. Talk to you in just a moment. Martinez Elementary hits that final note, and we welcome you back into SRP Park. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thank you for being with us on an absolutely brilliant Thursday night in North Augusta. 75 degrees and blue skies all the way around. We've been quite lucky with the weather through the first 3 games of this series. Augusta's taken each of the first 2, got an 11-4 win last night after a 4-1 victory to open the series. Green Jackets have now won 3 straight at home and a chance to snag the first 3 games of this series against the Pelicans here at home. For Myrtle Beach, the lineup remains relatively unchanged from last night. Ariandes Ramon was a late scratch yesterday, and he is not in the lineup once again. But at the top, familiar faces. Angel Cepeda leading off at shortstop. Jose Escobar, Leonel Espinoza, and Cole Mathis go 2-3-4. Mathis had a pair of doubles yesterday in his first game of the week. Matt Hallback's at first been swinging the bat very well, leads the team in RBIs with 10. Owen Ayers is the one newcomer to the order. Catcher who's 1-for-11 so far this season and the only switch hitter in the lineup for Giovanni Cuevas. Christopher Paciola's at third, Anderson Suriel's in left, and Alexi Lumpoy drops down to the 9 spot after a 4-strikeout day last night. On the mound for his 3rd start of the season, it's the right-hander Owen Hackman out of Los Angeles. 9th-round pick last year, and the 23-year-old, with his 2nd start at home, trying to build off the momentum of the road trip. Hackman went 5 1/3, 2 hits, and 1 unearned run en route to his first victory of the season. And now he sees the Pelicans for the first time in his pro career. Hackman 1-0, a 4.5 ERA with 11 strikeouts in 8 innings. He's also given up 9 hits in that time, but the walks have been kept quite low. That's what Hackman excels at, is staying in the zone for better or for worse. He's an arm Augusta's brass are very excited about, and he will take the rubber just shy of on time, 7:06 here on Thursday, April 17th. And the first pitch is rocketed out to right center field. That's going to split the gap and roll all the way to the fencing. Cepeda on his horse around second. He's going to try for third. The cutoff is bobbled by Sanchez. And Angel Cepeda A rude greeting for the Green Jackets. It's a leadoff triple. Luis Sanchez struggling to figure out where he wanted to take that hop on Isaiah Drake's throw to the cutoff. If Sanchez fields that cleanly, it was a daring send at third base by Yovani Cuevas. Cepeda would have been in a close play at third. Instead, he's 90 feet from scoring, one pitch in. Jose Escobar is the first lefty to face Hackman. Breaking ball misses high and outside. It's Cepeda's second triple of the year. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Hackman. There's a curve mixed in there, too. You won't see very much. Fastball outside, 2-0. The four-seam for Hackman sits 91-93. Has very good spin rate to it. Plays at its best in the top of the zone. 2-0 golf down the left field line by Escobar. Jose still looking for his first hit through two-plus games in this series. 0-for-6 with three strikeouts. Pelicans did muster seven hits yesterday, but fell 11-4. 2-1, breaking ball, Escobar cuts straight through it. Good back foot slider to even the count at two. You can see the development of Hackman as he continues to learn to trust that slider right on left. 2-2 goes back to the off speed, and it's fouled off the front foot. Escobar stays afloat. But as Hackman transferred from the bullpen to the rotation full-time at Loyola Marymount, right before his junior year, he developed a curveball that was primary weapon against left-handed hitters. 2-2 high and outside. Routine take for Escobar runs the count full. The curve had very strong results both in the Cape Cod League and then in the 2024 Division I season. But now he's learning to pitch without it. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Escobar goes down. Backdoor slider, Escobar pulls off, one on, one out for the Pelicans. Defense for the Green Jackets, steals Drake and Douglas Glott across the outfield. Figueroa at third, Jones back at short, Luis Sanchez at second. Alan Pineda makes his first start at first of the year, and Nick Montgomery catches. Lionel Espinoza hitting third today. First pitch swing on a line out to left field. Steele's got a late break, he comes sliding in and can't make the play. Might have lost that in the sunshine. Jake Steele's, even with the big rims around his face, staring right into the sun. He was playing deep to begin with, got a late break, and Espinoza's got an RBI single. Pelicans strike first. That's the first time they've done so in three games this series. And Espinoza has RBIs in every game. Here's Cole Mathis, 2-for-4 yesterday with a pair of doubles. Espinoza now has 10 RBIs on the season, ties him with Matt Hallback for the team lead. Slider called for a strike on Mathis as Montgomery bounces the return throw to Hackman, who barehands it cleanly. A lot of DHing early on for Cole Mathis. Can play first and a little bit of third as well. Popped up on the right side. Was out in front of the breaking ball. Pineda drifting into foul territory, and he makes the catch. Alan Pineda still getting comfortable at first base. He did play some there in the FCL last summer. Been serving as the third catcher, the bullpen catcher for Augusta this year, after holding the same role at AAA Gwinnett, although not on the active roster for the first week of the season. Pineda's second start of the year. He's also appeared on the mound once as a position player pitching. Man at first, two down for Matt Hallback, right-handed hitting first baseman out of UC San Diego. He takes a called ball off the inside corner. John Miller's got home plate in the two-man umpire crew. Alan Bryan's out in the field. Hallback's 2-for-7 with a couple RBIs this week. Fastball too far off the interior once again. A couple of close misses for Owen Hackman. Not quite able to pick up the corner. Pelicans getting the scoring started early. A leadoff triple from Cepeda. He scored on Espinoza's RBI single. From the stretch, slider on the ground to the left side. Shortstop Jones will go the easy way to second. And Hackman works out of the inning without further damage. But the Pelicans open the lid off early. An early lead for Nazir Muley, and he'll take the hill when we come back. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Jackets chasing one before their first turn at bat. Augustus lineup, a whole host of new faces tonight. Colby Jones leading off with Owen Carey and Nick Montgomery behind him. Isaiah Drake up to the cleanup spot in center. Douglas Glaude in right. Jake Steeles, Luis Sanchez, Lakehair Figueroa, and Alan Pineda round out the order for Winston Sawyer's Green Jackets. They face down the 6-1 right-hander out of Paterson, New Jersey, Nazir Muley, in his second season with the Pelicans. 1-0, five innings, just one run allowed so far for Muley. And he begins his evening with a slider in the dirt. Colby Jones up to the leadoff spot with John Heel vacating for the day. Heel also obviously giving up shortstop, which is where Colby finds himself this afternoon. Jones taps it back, foul, 1-1. Came in at 88 for Colby Jones on the slider, and then back to 92 on the fastball. Muley, at points last season, was able to run it into the mid to upper 90s. But the pitch ability has greatly increased. Slider on a line right to the shortstop, Cepeda. Jones squares up the breaking ball, but just a shade out in front, and a nice catch by Cepeda for out number one. Owen Carey's DHing today. Seeds the outfield roles to Steeles and Glaude. Carries 3-for-7 this week and hitting a solid .325 in his first pro season. Muley stutters into the windup and misses high with the fastball at 95. In short bursts, Muley has been up to 99. Got his velocity back pretty quickly from Tommy John surgery. Carry off the end of the bat was out in front of 94 and tapped it down the third base line, foul. But as he stretches out, Muley going for length over sheer velocity. Certainly worked out against Carolina. Popped up by Carry on the infield. Paciola, the third baseman, charging into the grass, and a routine play. Two up, two down. The rest of the infield for the Pelicans, besides Paciola, has Cepeda at short, Escobar at second, Hall back at first. Suriel, Espinoza, and Lumpoy left to right in the outfield, with Owen Ayers catching for the first time this week. Jackets looking to avoid going 1-2-3 to start off their half of the day. Nick Montgomery digs in. Had a very unique day at the dish last night. First pitch slider called, strike on the inside corner as Montgomery goes leaning back. Montgomery 0-for-1 with four walks drawn, not just a career high, but also the most by any Jackets hitter this season. Muley's 0-1 slider is a beauty, and Montgomery goes fishing, nothing in two. Slider might be the best pitch for Muley when he's on top of it and controlling it. You saw what it can look like right there. Downright dangerous. The 0-2. Too low with the fastball. 95 on the gun. Mulace gunning for an ambitious and efficient start. 1-2 count with two down. Low once again with the fastball. That up to 97. Mulace's velocity only growing as the ball game goes along. Shadows everywhere but deep left and center. So two outfielders in the sun, one in the shade. 2-2 to Montgomery. Called strike three. Front door slider locks up Nick Montgomery, and the Green Jackets go down in order. 1-2-3 inning for Mule. Pelicans lead 1-0.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Owen Hackman back to the hill. Pelicans leading 1-0 as Owen Ayers leads off inning number two. Ayers, Paciola, and Suriel due up against Hackman. First at bats of the week for the catcher out of Sarasota, Florida. Ayers 1-for-11 with three RBIs so far this year. There's three catchers on the roster for Myrtle Beach, and Michael Carrico gets the lion's share of reps. So Ayers looking to take advantage when he gets the opportunity. First pitch of inning number two. Thigh high fastball, nothing and one. Ayers drafted in the 19th round last summer out of Marshall in West Virginia. Too low to even the count. Real good numbers with the Thundering Herd. Set a program record for doubles in a season in his final year of college. Cuts through the slider, 1-2. Tight breaking ball. Hackman has a good feel for that slider early. Got barreled to start off the game by Angel Cepeda. A triple into the right center gap. 1-2 to Ayers, and he fouls it away. Stays alive by the skin of his teeth. Pelicans trying to add to that lead here early on. Crowd still filing in on a pretty evening in North Augusta. Another 1-2. Slider spun down the left field line and back foul. Off the newly extended netting for the 2025 season, which now goes nearly foul pole to foul pole at SRP Park. Augusta, one of the final teams in the Carolina League to add that additional safety precaution at the request of Minor League Baseball. Off speed outside. Two balls and two strikes on Ayers. One of two switch hitters on the roster. Ariandes Ramon, the other one. Scratch from yesterday's lineup. Gets another day off today. Slider fouled away. Ayers refusing to concede. These two teams, a whole lot of close games last year. Green Jackets knocked off Myrtle Beach for 4 out of 6 at home. It was the only series victory at SRP Park last season. Fastball high and out, 3-2. Early on, when Hackman misses with the fastball, he has missed up and arm side. And a good at-bat here by Ayers to work the count full from 0-2. Slider club down the first baseline, foul once again. And the battle continues. Ayers will see a 10th pitch of this AB to start off the second. After Hackman needed just 13 pitches to get through the first despite the run allowed. Another 3-2. Hard hit, foul again. Goes whizzing past D'Angelo Jimenez, the first base coach. Couple hard hit balls in the right direction for Ayers, but not able to keep it inside the confines. 11th pitch of the at-bat. Called strike three. Ayers tried to sell it, went sprinting halfway to first, but he gets rang up by John Miller. And the crowd loves it, a lengthy battle. But today is Bojangles Bow Batter of the Game. Owen Ayers strikes out, so everybody in the ballpark gets a coupon for free Bowberry biscuits. A uniquely Carolina League promotion. Chris Paciola batting after the 11-pitch AB. He chases the slider for strike one and will take a long walk to reset himself after he went fishing. Paciola 0 for 4 yesterday. He's 1 for 7 in the first two games of the series. Pelicans team that has hit the ball decently well. Pitching when in the zone has been strong, but the walks have been a problem. Hackman slider off the outside corner, 1-1. Infield on the pull side shift. Yanked towards third base. Colby Jones deep in the hole. Fastball strike two. Hackman consistent with the velocity. Been 92-93 through an inning and a third. Jake Steeles continues to play impossibly deep in left. Now he'll start coming in. He was on the warning track in left field. Slider bounces up and under the mitt of Montgomery, evening the count at two. Scorebug says 3-1, but it is two balls and two strikes. That first pitch of the at-bat that Paciola chased was the first of two strikes. Hackman at the belt, 2-2. Popped up towards right field. Hooking away from Isaiah Drake, or correction, that's Douglas Glaude, but Glaude has it in his sights. Two up, two down for Hackman in the second. Anderson Suriel trying to avoid the 1-2-3 inning. Suriel 0 for 4 yesterday with a pair of Ks. It's the first time this week that Suriel has known he was in the lineup from the morning. First pitch to Hackman, fouled back. Suriel started each of the last two games, but both times he came in as a late-day replacement. Cole Mathis was scratched right before first pitch on Tuesday. Ramon scratched yesterday a couple hours before. That shifted the entire lineup. 0-1 does not get the call at the knees. Montgomery doing his best to frame it up, but Suriel wisely laying off. Counting Suriel, three of the next four hitters will be lefties against Hackman. Off the outside corner, went to the changeup. Don't see that too frequently for Hackman. Continues to have it develop. Out of the stretch, first base side of the rubber. Fouled away by Suriel, 2-2. Jackets back in their white uniforms, the traditional home decor for the second day in a row. Third straight night, the Pelicans wear the road gray on gray. So a classic uniform matchup, white against gray. Second straight night of that, fouled away by Suriel. Bring up the uniforms solely as an excuse to segue into the real exciting news for the weekend. The Augusta Azaleas will make their on-field debut, the Green Jackets' new alternate identity, worn tomorrow and Saturday. Fastball skied down the left field line out towards the new third base picnic pavilion. Well hit, but out of play entirely. Jackets will wear the white, pink, and green Azalea uniforms with the pink on-field caps as an homage to the globally renowned flower that has so many direct ties to both the area and Augusta specifically. Suriel out in front of the slider stays alive. Bit of a lengthy inning for Hackman. It all started with the 11-pitch AB against Owen Ayers. Those jerseys will be available for auction bid after Saturday night's game. 2-2 bounces home to run the count full. Right now, the plan is 12 of the 36 jerseys will be available online at greenjacketsbaseball.com. And it's your last best chance if you can't make the yard to get anything Azaleas rated, related this year. 3-2. Popped up, third baseline, long chase for Figueroa. Not enough room. It just kept hooking back towards the concourse. If you're able to make it to the ballgame either tomorrow or Saturday, certainly recommend you do so. There's an Azaleas blanket giveaway tomorrow. First 1,000 fans, courtesy of Cintas. And then the jersey action on Saturday. Another 3-2. Inside, ball four. Hackman thought he had the call. It was right on the corner, but no dice. John Miller decides the opposite, and it's a two-out walk for Suriel. And now David Rodriguez is up in the bullpen with Elvin Nina heading out to the mound. Hackman's at 26 pitches, an 11-pitch and 10-pitch AB in this inning. We ran into this last week with Luke Sinard. 30 pitches in an inning is the cap that a Braves arm, even in the farmhand, is allowed before he has to get pulled. It's all about preserving the arm health and arm strength, both short and long term. The good news for Augusta is everybody they have available today, including Rodriguez, Seth Keller, and likely piggyback arm Brett Sears, can give you a handful of innings. You're not necessarily looking at someone to just come in, get an out or two, and then have to go back to the well. Alexi Lumpoy looking to shake off a four-strikeout day from last night. Hackman two looks at first and bounces in the fastball. Rodriguez is now off the mound and tossing quickly. Needs to be ready in a hurry in case Lumpoy gets on and Hackman runs out of bullets. Short lead for Suriel. Fastball low, two balls and no strikes. Bit of a rarity when it comes to Owen Hackman. He's been the one arm out of folks that have thrown both at home and on the road to have significantly more success away from SRP Park. 2-0 bounces in, three straight out of the zone to Lumpoy. Two out walks will kill you at any level, but walking the eight hitter and now 3-0 on the nine man, playing with fire for Owen Hackman. See if Lumpoy has the green light. He does, and he smashes one skyward to center field. Isaiah Drake has plenty of room, just missed it, and Lumpoy is retired. Swinging freely on the 3-0 fastball. Got the barrel, but too far in the sky. Green Jackets strand a man at first and trail 1-0 halfway through the second.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet hula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Smooth sailing in the first for Nazir Mule. Needed just 11 pitches to retire the Green Jackets in order. Punctuated the frame with a strikeout looking of Nick Montgomery. 4-5-6 for Augusta, each with their first chance. And Isaiah Drake leads off. Green Jackets chasing one early on. Pelicans scoring first for the sole time so far this week in three tries. And Mule is not a man you want to let settle in. The last thing Augusta needs is to make a tough pitcher even tougher by giving him the confidence and the comfort that are so pivotal on the road. Isaiah Drake's been plenty comfortable himself this year, swinging the bat very well to start off 2025, 344 on the season. Mule's first pitch has Drake waving at the off-speed. Took something off, and Isaiah, who was geared up for the fastball. 0-1. Changeup running away evens the count. Green Jackets currently top three in the Carolina League in steals. Drake's right up there with John Heal and Colby Jones for the most on the roster. Get him on first and wind him up, let him go. 1-1. Outside ball two. Drake's patience has increased as well this season. Came in with expectations from the coaches solely based on how strongly he played in spring training. Rave reviews for what he did early on. Fly ball out to left center field. Suriel and Espinoza converging. Anderson Suriel makes the catch in the shadows. Leadoff man is put away by Mule. 96 on the fastball. Drake slightly underneath it. Seems like he got good wood, but very similar to the way the inning ended for Alexi Lumpoy in the top half. Just a bit too far below. Douglas Glaude trying to grab his first hit of the season still. Takes upstairs ball one. Glaude 0-17 to begin his Green Jacket career. But the last couple games he's played in, the at-bats have been much more competitive. Was robbed of extra bases on Tuesday. Slider upstairs, two balls and no strikes. And Glaude in batting practice yesterday and again today, hitting balls you don't see them go very far. Not very often the way he put the ball out and up onto the concourse. Spanks this one deep out to right field. Lumpoy going back, circling at the warning track, and runs it down. Another hard hit ball for Douglas Glaude to the backside. Mule five up, five down. Settling in here on Green Jackets Baseball Network. We appreciate you tuning in. From Fredericksburg to Alberta and beyond. Always a pleasure to have you with us under the sunny confines of SRP Park. 75 degrees and perfect weather to start off the evening. Jake Steeles gets his first at bat at home this season. Takes a slider for a called strike. Steeles called up to replace Luis Guanipa, who went on the injured list before the Hickory series. Jake went 1-for-9 in three games at Fran Stadium. Off speed inside, 1-1. Steele's second stint with the Green Jackets, finished up 2025 with Augusta, drafted in the 19th round last summer out of Cal Poly. Mule rocks and fires. Breaking ball, loped into right field, hanging up, and Lumpoy is able to get there. Three hard hit balls in the inning for the Green Jackets, Glaude and Steele's especially, but all find the outfielder's mitts, and Mule is perfect through two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports.
Long second inning, but Owen Hackman still back to work for the third. 28 pitches in the frame. Couple long ABs draw him out. Angel Cepeda begins the third inning. First pitch swinging just as he did in the first. High in the sky to right center field. And it nestles into the mid of Douglas Glaude. Cepeda's seen two pitches, put both of them out to deep right center field. One was a triple, that one an F9. And that's the kind of pacing Owen Hackman would like to see. Best way to bounce back from a long inning is to come back in the next one and get a first pitch out. Hackman now at 45 deliveries. Jose Escobar will see one. Understandable protocol after a first pitch out. Called strike at the knees, nothing in one. Escobar went down on strikes. Back in inning number one. Fouled away quickly, 0-2. Two strikeouts, two hits, and a run for Owen Hackman, his first trip through the order. David Rodriguez has now sat down. He was loosening in the bullpen just in case. We will more likely than not still see Rodriguez tonight, just not yet. Fastball high, 1-2. Brett Sears was the planned piggyback arm. Sears went four wonderful innings in Hickory and got his first professional win. Slider bounced towards first base. In fair territory, Alan Pineda has it. And in his first game at first as a Green Jacket, he succeeds on chance number one. Two up, two down in the third. Leonel Espinoza had the RBI single that so far is the only run for either team. Laced a line drive to Jake Steeles in left, but Steeles was playing very deep and still battling the final rays of sunlight. Couldn't make the snag at the shoestrings. Espinoza's got RBIs in every game this week. Strike one, outer half. Average just shy of 300 for the Pelican center fielder. 22 years of age, a bit of a veteran presence around these parts. Got confused on the slider, though. Half-hearted check swing after the ball had already hit Montgomery's mitt. Nothing in two. Espinoza parts of three seasons with the Pelicans. Got up late in 23 and spent most of 24 here. So familiar with the Green Jackets, to be certain. 0-2 from Hackman. Too high. We knew from the beginning of the week this would be a pitching matchup to circle the way Hackman can throw and the way Mule started off this season. And after Hackman got hit early, he started to settle in a bit. Good swing by Espinoza just to keep himself alive, seeing at least one more. Mule's held up his end of the bargain, six up, six down. Got some help from Lumpoy in right to finish off the second. Hackman from the belt, the 1-2. Eye line, and Espinoza lays off, evening the count. 54 pitches, 34 strikes for Owen Hackman. So in the zone over 60% of the time. It's where you want to be. Fouled away. Espinoza, like Ayers and Lumpoy behind him, going deep into counts, forcing Hackman to run that count a bit more than he and Winston Sawyer would have liked it to be. Another 2-2. Stroked into right field, base hit. Another hard hit ball on the week for Leonel Espinoza. He is really swinging well. That was 100 miles an hour exactly off the bat. Pelicans have had a base runner in every inning. Matt Gassetti is serving as the bullpen catcher today with Pineda at first and Montgomery behind the plate. Matt's the only man available down there. Looks like he might be getting somebody up. First pitch to Cole Mathis, a called strike, outer half. Mathis, second round pick out of College of Charleston. Two-way in school. He's DHing tonight and will only hit and play the field at the professional level. Coming off Tommy John surgery that cost him the chance to debut post-draft in 2024. was a bit of a rapid ascension for Mathis, really came on as a sophomore on both sides of the ball. Hitting just shy of 200 to start the season. Slider low, 1-1. There were always flashes for Mathis. Got the opportunity to work and to live with Cole when we were both with the Lexington County Blowfish back in 2022. Has the work ethic, but everything just seems to come so smoothly for him. The glove is an underrated piece of what he can do on the field. He's got a rocket arm, although he'll likely find a home at first long term. And showed off the gap-to-gap power that he possesses yesterday with a pair of doubles. Behind 1-2 on Hackman, who's looking to work around the walk. Fouled back. Came inside on the high slider. Hackman's biggest area of weakness so far tonight has been missing up and arm side. Gotten away with a couple breaking balls that have hung slightly. And that was one of them against a very good pull side hitter in Mathis. Those are the kind of sliders you usually see him yank down the left field line. Still 1-2. Short lead for Espinoza. Fouled away again. Credit to Pelican hitting coach Roberto Vaz in his third season with the team. He's got his folks battling with two strikes against Hackman in every opportunity. Runner goes. Driven out to right center field. Drake going back at the warning track. Runs out of room and it's gone. First professional homer for Cole Mathis. Leaves the yard out towards the play area. It's 3-0 Pelicans. .102 off the bat. .383 the distance. Where the wall juts in, it gets a bit more shallow to right center. Mathis goes backside. And a little bit closer to home, the Columbus kid with some family in town all week leaves the yard for the first time as a pro. Nice moment for Mathis. Here's Matt Hallback. Slider bounces towards the backstop. It's the first home run Owen Hackman has given up as a pro. Across now 8 outings and 6 starts. Another middle fastball. Hallback tattoos it into left field. Slow turnaround first. Steals is slow getting to it at the wall. And Hallback cruises into second. 3 straight 2-out hits for the Pelicans. And now Rodriguez is up once again in the bullpen. Single, homer, double. For the middle of the Myrtle Beach order, second time through against Hackman, they're seeing the ball brilliantly. And that was 108 off the bat. Owen Ayer struck out looking on an 11-pitch AB last time. Switch hitter once again from the left side. Hackman begins with an inside move, just looks Hallback back to second base. Matt got his first steal as a pro yesterday, swiped second with nobody looking. Hackman's first pitch to Ayers is too far below the zone. 3 runs on 5 hits through 2 2/3 for Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans have built up a nice little nest for Mule. Nazir's got a nice cushion to work with. 1-0 at the knees evens the count. Hallback not overly quick out at second base. Colby Jones is playing up the middle, not exactly holding Hallback tight to the bag. Means Hallback gets a big secondary. Slider low, 2-1. Hackman got a fly out and a soft ground ball to begin the third. Looked like it had the makings of a quick inning. But Lionel Espinoza got the 2-out single, and since then the Pelicans have yet to take their foot off the gas. 2 balls and a strike on Ayers. Hackman goes back to second base, and safe is the call. Close play, but Hallback, the rare feet-first slide back into the base, just able to get the toe on before the high tag from Jones. Good timing play from Hackman and Jones. And now that's two disengagements. Down the right field line towards the corner. Fair ball. All the way to the wall it goes. Hallback scores. Ayer screaming into second. He's thinking about three. Sanchez, the relay throw, not in time. An RBI triple for Owen Ayers. It's 4-0 Pelicans as Myrtle Beach has hit for the cycle as a team in the last four batters. 3 of 6 hits just in this inning have been for extra bases, 4 overall. And Winston Sawyer's coming out to take the ball from Hackman. Two-out offense burning bright for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And David Rodriguez will look to work Augusta out of this mess when we come back on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets with a Georgia 811 call to the bullpen. Make sure you call 811 no matter where you are, anytime you're looking to do some digging. David Rodriguez on the hill. It'll be his third appearance of the year. Allowed 7 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned in 3 1/3 so far this year. So Rodriguez looking to get back on track against a Pelicans team that has been all over the baseball tonight. 3 runs in this inning alone, and they lead 4-0 in the top of the third. 2 outs, man at third base, Christopher Paciola gets his second at bat. Flew out to the warning track in right last time. Paciola, first pitch, swinging helicopters through the zone, empty-handed on the fastball. Fastball changeup slider for Rodriguez out of San Joaquin Delta College in California. Fastball sits right around 90, that was 89. Good slider to go with it. Off the outside corner, 1-1. It's a long time to sit for Nazir Mule, but he appreciates the support no matter how long he has to wait. 1-1. Breaking ball loops its way in below the knees. Montgomery able to smother. Mule has been so efficient through his first two frames that there's really no cause for worry. He's also got a nice little cushion here of 4 runs and counting. All started with Leonel Espinoza's single to the backside. 2-1, too far outside, ball 3. Cole Mathis followed up the single with a 2-run homer, his first as a professional hitter. Matt Hallback then a double and an RBI triple from Owen Ayers ended Owen Hackman's night. Line not yet closed. 3-1, outside, ball 4. And Rodriguez begins his evening with a free pass. Now 5 straight batters have reached with 2 outs for the Pelicans. Myrtle, if they're looking to cut out this 5-game losing streak, they're right where they need to be at the start. Anderson Suriel a chance to break this game truly open. Men at the corners, two down. Suriel walked his last time up. Big lead at first for Paciola, not going anywhere. Suriel got jammed on the fastball. Handcuffed on the swing, nothing and one. Ayers at third, Paciola at first. Suriel the eighth hitter in the inning. Second against Rodriguez. Foul down the left field line, nothing and two. We've seen Augusta work some comebacks already this year, but it feels imperative that Rodriguez hold the line at this juncture. Stop the bleeding at three and get Augusta back on offense. Two-strike pitch and tipped off the mitt of Montgomery. Nick Montgomery not quite able to snag that one behind the plate. Just enough redirection by Suriel to keep rolling. Still 0-2. Suriel widens out. Rodriguez picks over to first. Just checking on Paciola. Ayers took an extra couple steps off of third after that throw. Wanted to take home in case Pineda did not secure the baseball. Still 0-2. Fly ball out to right field. Tomahawk swing towards Douglas Glad. He was in the gap. Long run, but he makes the catch. Traveled a ways. But the Pelicans leave two aboard. Not before they put up a three spot, however. Cole Mathis, first minor league homer, and it's 4-0 Birds.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Pelican offense has scored four times in three innings. Meanwhile, Nazir Mule has not given up a base runner to Augusta through two. Sanchez, Figueroa, and Pineda, 7-8-9, trying to turn things around. Luis Sanchez, tied for second in the Carolina League in walks, will bring his patient frame up against Nazir Mule. Final line for Owen Hackman, 2 2/3, six hits, four runs, a walk and two strikeouts. He is the pitcher of record for the Green Jackets. Mule's first pitch of the third misses downstairs. Brett Sears is starting to throw in the bullpen. Not with a whole lot of urgency. Rodriguez could go back out for the fourth if need be. And likely will. 1-0 delivery. Slider on the inside corner. Big bending breaking ball. Sanchez leaned back and he got buckled in. Mule glove at the belt, turns into the windup, and finds the slider at the knees. Breaking ball is working for Nazir Mule, and this young Augusta offense, first time through the order, have not been able to adjust pitch to pitch. A lot easier said than done. 1-2 on Sanchez. Fouled away. An emergency swing from the 20-year-old second baseman. Stayed on the front door slider all the way through in last possible moment. Able to just poke it towards the Pelican on deck circle. Outfield shallow in center and right. Medium deep in left with Suriel. Another 1-2. Fastball fouled away after three straight sliders. Not a bad idea to speed up the bat for Mule. 96 middle in. But Sanchez, enough bat speed himself to keep himself engaged. Infield playing back and slightly to the pole side. Another 1-2 for Mule. Slider flew out to shallow center field. Escobar, the second baseman, going back, and he makes the catch. Had all the room in the world, and Sanchez is disposed of. Seven straight retired from Mule to begin his second start of the season. Five innings, just one run allowed last time out. Got his second win as a pro, first of the season. And Mule appears to be picking right back up where he left off. Here's Lakeir Figueroa, second game of the year after being called up on Tuesday. Went 2-for-5 last night. And the incredibly aggressive third baseman chases strike one. Figueroa, two hits and an RBI last night. Both of them hard hit singles through the left side. Nothing in one from Mule. Slider again, check swing. And on the appeal, it's confirmed by Alan Bryan that Figgy held up. Figueroa spent all of last year at just 19 years of age. Majority of the season came with the Green Jackets. 1-1, too far upstairs. Figueroa, like John Heel, coming back for a second stint in Augusta, looking much stronger than his previous iteration. Packed on a little extra muscle during spring training. Figueroa thought about the bunt, pulls back, and it's called a ball off the outside corner. Close pitch, and if there's not all the movement from Figueroa there, you maybe get a good frame from Ayers and potentially steal a strike. But John Miller never got a great look at the baseball. And it was right on the edge to begin with. Three balls and a strike on Sanchez. Or on Figueroa, beg your pardon. Popped back out of play. Slider was up, but had enough sweep horizontally that it did not stay in the big part of the zone as Figueroa was looking to drive one. Good sized crowd here at SRP tonight. Waiting for the bats to come alive. 3-2. Fouled away. Good defensive cut by Figueroa. Mule has worked the slider to both sides of the plate. That time it was incidentally inside as Ayers was set up middle away. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Figueroa. Strike three, late on the fastball. Second strikeout of the night for Mule, dialed it up to 96 after a barrage of sliders. Alan Pineda gets his first at-bat at SRP Park this season. Went 0-for-4 in his only appearance so far this year. Mule, first pitch slider in the dirt. Pineda, 20 years of age, out of Mazatlan, Mexico, signed back in 2022. He's been used as a depth catcher up and down the organization. Spikes this one into shallow left field. Suriel charging on. It's off the heel of his mitt. Pineda heading out to second base. Throw comes into the cutoff man, and Alan Pineda reaches. Green Jackets have a base runner. Pineda looked like he just missed that one, and it will likely go down as an E7 on Anderson Suriel. Came charging in, and it almost appeared as though Anderson Suriel couldn't decide whether to catch that overhand or underhand right at his left hip, and it popped right off the heel of the black glove. Extends the inning for Colby Jones as Mule steps off to reset his signs. Jones began the day with a line out to shortstop. Got it on the screws, but right at Cepeda. First pitch of the second time through the order, a called strike. Another good slider. Far and away the best pitch out of the three Mule possesses tonight. And he's been consistent across innings with the delivery as well, which is one of the key pieces that folks are paying attention to with Mule this season. Fastball bounces in under the mitt of Ayers. A wild pitch moves Pineda up to third. What a unique trip around the bases for Alan Pineda. An E7 went as a two-base error. And then Pineda moves up on what should be a wild pitch against Mulek. Jackets 90 feet away from getting a man on the board with two outs in the third. Colby chases the slider. Two balls and a strike. Not what Jones was looking for on 2-0. Very high spin breaking pitch. It's that death ball curve that he has that just drops off the face of the earth. Jones swings through the breaking pitch, and that's strike three. So the count was wrong on the score bug. Jones is the second strikeout victim of the inning, and the two-out error does not hurt the Pelicans. Three scoreless from Mule without a hit given up. Rodriguez back on the mound as Augustus chasing four.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
First full inning of relief for David Rodriguez. Brett Sears is on the horizon for Augusta. Alexi Lumpoy, the only man that did not bat in the third, leads off the fourth. Four runs, six hits, and an error for the Pelicans. And Lumpoy launches this one deep to right field. Way back, track, wall, gone. Alexi Lumpoy puts a charge into that one. And he begins the fourth with a solo shot. A no-doubter for Alexi Lumpoy, his first of this season. Make it 5-0 Pelicans. Middle fastball at 91, left the bat at 103. Back to the top for Angel Cepeda. The Pelicans have scored in every inning but the second. Cepeda is 1-for-2 with a triple. He's first pitch swinging. Fly ball, medium deep left center field. And Isaiah Drake puts away Cepeda. Back-to-back flyouts and back-to-back innings for Cepeda. He's 1-for-3. Jose Escobar, already in just the fourth inning, is the only man who has not yet reached base for Myrtle. Big-time day at the dish for the Pelicans offense against both Hackman and Rodriguez. Escobar a strikeout and a ground out. He takes a called strike at the letters. Rodriguez will likely not go more than this inning with Sears appearing ready in the pen. Jackson Danley was stretching as well. Lumpoy out in front of the changeup. It's Escobar, not Lumpoy. Got to stop using the video board for reference today. Experiencing technical difficulties in the ballpark. Outside 1-2. 5 runs, 7 hits, an error for Myrtle. 0-0-0 for Augusta. Soft ground ball to second base. Luis Sanchez, couple steps in, and hits Pineda. Back-to-back outs after the leadoff homer from Lumpoit. Leonel Escobar is yet to be retired tonight. 2 singles, an RBI, and a run scored for the three-hitter. Espinoza led off yesterday, hit cleanup on Tuesday. He's been all over the order and produced at every spot. First pitch fastball too high from David Rodriguez. That's the second homer given up by him. First Green Jacket pitcher with multiple long balls allowed. Slider sharply hit deep out to left field. Steele's looking up, and you can kiss that one goodbye. A multi-homer inning for the Pelicans. Espinoza took a long look at that one. Bat flip to boot. And the Pelicans are up by half a dozen. It's a long, slow trot around the bases for Leonel Espinoza. His third homer of the season, second of the week. Slider stayed up, and Rodriguez pays the price. Cole Mathis had the first home run of the day for the Pelicans, first of three already. Two-run shot to right center field. Takes strike one out or half. Opposite outcomes for the offense through three-plus innings. Nothing in one. Hard hit to third base, backhanded by Figueroa. Long throw, and Pineda with a good stretch. Smooth play by Figueroa, but a pair of solo shots from Lumpoy and Espinoza allow the Pelicans to continue extending their lead. It is 6-0 Myrtle Beach as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
0-1 Carey leads off the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets still looking for their first hit. Alan Pineda reached on an error. That's the only base runner so far against Nazir Mule. Mule, 3 very strong innings. And he bounces in a breaking ball to start off inning number 4. 40 pitches for Mule in his first 3 frames. 25 of them were strikes. He struck out 3. Carey rifles this one down the right field line, and it's right at the first baseman Hallback. Hard hit baseball, Green Jackets. Just no type of luck today. On the screws, 99 off the bat. Hallback doesn't even have to move. Still looking for that first hit. Nick Montgomery steps in, struck out looking last time up. Mule still cruising, fastball high and out. Montgomery 4 walks yesterday, looking for his first hit of the series, back behind the plate after 1 game as the DH. He'll rotate through both those spots this season. Slider down 2-0. Might also see him get some time at first base. Braves have every intention of developing him as a catcher. But Montgomery, with that long frame, there is some first base potential. Nick cuts underneath the breaking ball. 2-1. Mason Guerra, who had been the primary first baseman for Augusta in a timeshare with Carlos Monteverde, went on the injured list Tuesday morning. That's why Pineda's at the position tonight. Slider inside corner, 2-2. Well drawn up by Mule. Nothing but good things to say about the right-hander out of New Jersey so far this evening. He's always pitched well against Augusta, continuing that tonight. 2-2, and Montgomery down swinging. Four strikeouts in 3 2/3 for Nazir Mule. And the two different breaking balls that he has shown, slider and curveball, have been equally unhittable for Green Jacket batters. Isaiah Drake flew out to left field last time up. Augusta hit the ball three straight times very hard in the second. All were run down by corner outfielders, Drake, Glaude, and Steels. First pitch Drake sees, second time through, bounced to first base. Another opportunity for Hallback, flips to the bag. Mule just barely beats Drake to the bag. A rapid inning for Mule, needs just seven pitches to get the job done. Two ground balls and a strikeout. Another 1-2-3 frame. Augusta remains hitless through four.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen to begin the fifth inning. Brett Sears hops on the mound for his third appearance of the season. Second out of the bullpen. Final line for David Rodriguez. An inning and a third. Two runs, two hits, and a walk. Both runs came from solo homers. Alexi Lumpoy and Lionel Espinoza, each tagging Rodriguez in the fourth. Pelicans up 6-0, looking for their first win of the series and trying to eliminate a five-game losing streak from recent memory. Brett Sears has been very solid. 6 2/3 in his first two outings, 1-0, and zero earned runs allowed. Given up two unearned, both in his first outing of the season. Got the start on Sunday, April 6th. Green Jackets won that game in extra innings. Sears gave up a two-run homer after a two-out error extended the inning. And that's really the extent of the offense against him. Sears, seventh rounder out of Nebraska, gets his second home outing. Looking to hold the Pelicans at bay. Matt Hallback leading off. He takes ball one outside. Sears fastball slider changeup like so many before and after him. Fastball outside corner, 1-1. Hallback, a fielder's choice, a double, and a run scored. He's 1-for-2. 8 hits and counting for the Pelicans in 4-plus innings. 3 straight fastballs. That's on the outer edge. Sears, good tight fastball. Gets great ride through the zone. Hard to pick up on at times. 1-2. Slider popped up right side of the infield. Alan Pineda drifting back and on the dirt makes the play. Right at that cutout for out number one. Owen Ayers had the RBI triple down the right field line last time up as Douglas Glaude had difficulties digging it out up against the Tax Slayer Terrace. Pelicans in the third inning against starter Owen Hackman hit for the cycle with two outs. Went single, homer, double, triple. Ayers late on the fastball, nothing and one. That three-run third is the meat of this lead for Myrtle Beach. But the Pelicans tacked on one in the first and two in the fourth as well, bringing the lead to a clean half dozen. One and one on Ayers. High fly ball out to right field. Douglas Glaude, who was once again deep in the gap, charges to his left, but it's a simple play. Two up, two down. Sears was always planned to come out of the bullpen for multiple innings tonight. Green Jackets, even with the injury to Jeremy Reyes, do have a plethora of arms that could be strung out as starters. That's why you see Sears out of the bullpen behind Hackman today. First pitch to Christopher Paciola is looped back out of play. We'll likely see on the mound tomorrow Ethan Bagwell starting, but Logan Samuels is expected to be the piggyback arm. There's no anticipated secondary starter on Saturday for Luis Arestegueta as Chris Paciola waves through the slider, nothing and two. And then Sunday, we'll likely have Samuel Mejia behind that starter. And I do believe, quick correction there, Arestegueta will go Sunday in front of Mejia. It'll be Raven Antonio on Saturday. 0-2, check swing on the appeal. There will be no appeal. Montgomery tried to ask John Miller to go down the line. Miller says he's capable of making that difficult call himself. Don't often see an umpire outright refuse the check. 1-2. And it doesn't matter as Paciola goes down looking one pitch later. Sears retires the side in order in his first action of the week. Halfway home at SRP Park. It's all Pelicans, 6-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Still Nazir Mule on the hill for Myrtle Beach. Why not? Four hitless innings for the right-hander in his third full professional season. Now over 18 months removed from Tommy John surgery, he is back with a vengeance in 2025. Glaude, Steels, and Sanchez, 5-6-7 for the Green Jackets. Glaude lined out to the fences last time up. He takes the breaking ball low. Another hard hit out for Douglas Glaude. He's starting to see the baseball much better. There is still some swing and miss. takes at the eye line. Two balls, no strikes. Green Jackets have just one base runner so far today. Came via the two-out error in left. Anderson Suriel botching a line drive off the bat of Alan Pineda. Mule off the inside corner, 3-0. Right on the fringes, but John Miller does not reward Ayers for the frame. Would assume Glad does not have the green light here, but we've been proven wrong before. And he stepped out of the box as the pitch was delivered. The darkest of red lights. Very much as take sign on there. 3-1. Target at the thighs. Mule misses inside ball four. Green Jackets get the first walk of the day to lead off the fifth. Glad's got his fifth walk of the season. No action so far in the bullpen for the Pelicans. Nazir Mule went just seven pitches to get through that fourth inning. So his count is impeccably low. 53 pitches, 32 strikes in 4+. Here's Jake Steeles. Steeles takes high ball one. There's going to be a lot of eyes on Mule this season. He's a very polarizing prospect. There are folks who are incredibly high on him and folks who are a bit more bearish after last season. Steeles cuts through, misses 1-1. Two of the most widely accepted and recognized top 30 prospect organizations are MLB Pipeline and FanGraphs. Slider off the outside corner gets the call, 1-2. Pipeline more tuned into the day-to-day. FanGraphs a bit more metrically inclined. MLB Pipeline did not have Nazir Mule on their top 30 to start the season. 1-2 to Steeles. Comes in and hits him. Slider right into the rib cage of Jake Steeles, and the Green Jackets have back-to-back base runners as they try to claw their way back into this ballgame. Time is called. Pitching coach Bruce Billings will go out to the mound. First time we've called his name today. Mule was number 26 on the Cubs' top 30 last season, fell out in this year's rankings. But on FanGraphs' list of the top 38 prospects, Mule is number 12. With FanGraphs giving heavy praise to his fastball and slider while acknowledging the reliever risk that comes with his occasionally inconsistent command. Now, both of those write-ups and lists were done in the preseason, so anything that Mule has put forth in 2025 was not taken into consideration, of course. Mule has put on a show tonight, but back-to-back batters allowed on base to start off the fifth. Luis Sanchez takes ball one at 94. Sanchez popped up to second base his last time up. Glad at second walked. Steeles was hit by a pitch. He's at first. Neither man being held on. Inside 2-0. John Miller, the umpire, thought about it. But it's a bit too far indoors. Jackets down 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Looking to get on the board and chip away. Called strike on the fastball. Sanchez paid it no mind. It's only the second time Mule has had to work exclusively out of the stretch. He works from abbreviated windups with nobody aboard. He starts in a set type position but then steps backwards instead of straight up. Fastball outside, 3-1. And the velocity has gone down a bit from Mule over the last couple innings. Was up to 96, 97 in the first. He's been 92 to 93, especially here in this fifth inning. Behind 3-1 on Sanchez. Check swing, roller to Mule. Bobbles it, nobody at first, and the ball is dropped there. Now Glad's going to try to come home. He scores, throw to third. That gets away. The carousel continues. The second run, Steele scores. Sanchez to third. Nobody covering that base. And it's a little league triple for Luis Sanchez. chaos and calamity for the Pelican defense. How many errors do you want to write down? E1, E3, a second E1, and now most notably, Matt Hallback is down and in pain. The Pelican first baseman is being tended to by trainer Tanner Costine. Hallback took three steps to his right, thinking the ball was going to go into no man's land. Muley, who was drafted as a two-way player, was able to come get it, look to second, realize on a bobble that because he did not pick it up cleanly, he had to go to first. But Hallback wasn't there. It was a foot race to the bag between himself and Sanchez, and it looked like he stepped awkwardly on the base, and that's part of what caused Hallback to drop it. The drop at first rendered everybody safe, and it skittered far enough away that Glod scored from third. Steels took off for third base. Muley tracked it down with Hallback on the grass in pain. And then Muley just absolutely launched a fastball past the reach of the third baseman Paciola, which not only scored Steels, but then got Sanchez all the way to third base because nobody was covering there either. For now, Matt Hallback is going to stay in this game, and you love to see that no matter what. Meanwhile, the Green Jackets, with a pair of unearned runs, get on the scoreboard 6-2. So it's two errors on the play, both against Nazir Muley, a throwing error to first and a throwing error to third. He's Lekair Figueroa. Takes ball one outside. Two E1s on the play, both runs unearned, even though Muley committed both of the errors. Still no hits, but it's a 6-2 game. And time is called. That's a balk, and Sanchez comes home. What a trip around the bases for Luis Sanchez. E1 gets him to first, E1 gets him to third, and then a balk brings him home. It's 6-3. And now if there's a silver lining for Muley, it's the fact that he'll get the opportunity to just reset himself. 1-0 on Lekair Figueroa. Figueroa takes a called strike. Still nobody out in the inning. The Green Jackets have scored three in three batters, all unearned against Muley. 1-1 to Figueroa. Thought about the bunt, pulls back, and it missed inside. Pelicans dugout barking their disagreement at John Miller. 2-1. Figueroa pops it up on the right side of the infield. Escobar and Hallback converge. Hallback wants to take it, tests out that leg immediately, and makes the play. Nice to see there's, at least for now, no lingering effects. Figueroa's 0-2. Alan Pineda reached on an error last time up. Three errors now in the ball game for the Pelicans. And three runs for Augusta, but no hits so far against Nazir Muley. First pitch to Pineda is in the dirt with the breaking ball. And Muley now up close to 70 pitches, which means there's a righty throwing in the pen for Myrtle Beach. Pineda takes ball two. Allen still looking for his first hit, just his second game played of the season. Went 0-4 in Hickory. That's a slider low and away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Pineda content to be taking here. Slider didn't ever truly threaten the zone. Muley looking a little bit more fatigued in this inning. Ball four, a four-pitch walk to Pineda. Four of the five hitters at the bottom of Augusta's order reach base to start off the fifth. And back to the top for Colby Jones as the Green Jackets try to keep the line moving against Mulek. The man in the bullpen appears to be Luis Martinez Gomez. First pitch to Jones, called strikeout or corner. Colby a line out and a strikeout. He was the third of four punch-out victims against Mulek so far. Into the leadoff spot for just the second time. Off the outside edge, 1-1 on Colby Jones. Short lead at first for Pineda. He's being held on by Hallback. Pineda not a big threat to go anywhere. An athletic catcher, but not a true base stealer. Slider inside corner. Another tight breaking ball. Boy, when Mulek spins them cleanly, those secondary pitches are a joy to watch. One, two on Jones. Tipped off the mitt. And Jones stays alive. It was not caught by Ayers. In fact, it knocked his glove off of his left hand. And by the razor thinnest of margins, Jones gets himself at least one more opportunity. Next pitch Mulek throws will be his 75th of the evening. Inside, ball two. Fastball up around the jawline at 96 as Mulek dug deep for some of that velocity. Has to get through this inning to be in line for the win. 2-2 to Colby. Slider tapped towards the third base coaching box, foul. Luis Sanchez came out the dugout, thinking about making a play, unable to do so, and he tosses it down towards the bullpen. Jones will see a seventh pitch in this at-bat. Pineda at first, three runs home in the inning. Breaking ball called strike three around the letters. Jones incredulous at the call, but the curve did drop right into the top of the zone, and it freezes Colby for Mulek's fifth strikeout. Giovanni Cuevas will leave Mulek out there to try to get out number three in the inning. Three unearned runs home. Owen Carey takes ball one inside. Carey has popped up to third and lined out to first. Hit a laser beam right at Matt Hallback last time up. Slightly choked up from the left side. Upstairs, 2-0. The misses have gotten larger for Mulek. But it's only his second outing of the season. It's to be expected that he's not quite as built up in terms of long-term stamina as he will be later in the summer. Pick over to check on Pineda. Allen in with a head-first dive. Martinez Gomez appears to be ready in the bullpen. Mulek trying to get through the fifth. Picks over again, closer play, but again Allen Pineda's in. Those are both of the allotted disengagements for Mulek. We'll see if Winston Sawyer wants to put Pineda in motion now. He does not. Carey, a big swing, fouls it away, 2-1. Owen Carey, 3-10 on the season. 3-for-9 this week with a walk and a hit by pitch. Still ahead, 2-1 on Mulek. Out of the stretch, Mulek comes home. Outside ball three. And he rushed through the stop sign again. Already got called for that balk once this inning. Not stopping or coming set. Close to it again. 3-1 on Owen Carey. Mulek the pitch. Rifle down the right field line. Base hit. There's the first Green Jacket hit of the day as it rolls towards the corner. Allen Pineda gets a late stop sign at third as the ball kicks away towards the pitcher's mound. It's in no man's land, and Pineda's going to score. The throw in from Lumpoy got past the cutoff man, and with nobody on the mound, Pineda comes home 90 feet. Meanwhile, Carey made his way up to third. It will likely be a double and an E9. And all of a sudden, Augusta has the tying run at the plate. And here comes Yovani Cuevas. What an inning. Two walks, a hit by pitch, three errors, and the Green Jackets have four runs and counting. Mule's day is done. It will be Luis Martinez Gomez when we come back to SRP Park. Jackets right back in this thing.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Luis Martinez Gomez in to face Nick Montgomery with four runs already home on just one hit. First pitch slider called a strike on the big catcher. Montgomery at 6'4". Facing Martinez Gomez, 6'2", 198 out of Pomona, California. 0-1 to Montgomery. Hammer deep out to left field. Suriel back and it is gone! First pro homer for Nick Montgomery, and the Green Jackets have come all the way back to tie it at six. It was only a matter of time before Montgomery ran into one, and boy did he ever. 104 off the bat, a screaming line drive just over the yellow stripe. 6-6 is the score. Six runs in an inning filled with three errors. Drake takes a slider for strike one. That will close the book on Martinez Gomez. Gave up one hit, two walks, five strikeouts. Four of the five runs were earned. Change up out evens the count on Drake. And it does seem a bit strange when you first look at it why all but one run from Mule is earned even though there were three errors. And the logic is every runner would have come around to score either via Carey's double or Montgomery's homer, save for Sanchez who reached on the error. Drake swats the fastball back 2-2 against Martinez Gomez. 10th rounder back in 2023 out of Temple Junior College, trying to stop the bleeding. 2-2 on Isaiah Drake. Gomez, high leg kick in home, outside with that fading off-speed pitch. Drake, the ninth man to bat in this inning. Worked the count full against the reliever Martinez Gomez. Drake will use his timeout. Fourth outing of the year for Luis Martinez Gomez. Jackets get him for a solo shot. 3-2. Out into center field. Espinoza coming on. He makes the catch. And the inning is finally over. The Green Jackets explode. Six runs in the frame. And we're tied with a brand new ball game and four frames to go.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Oh, how things can change in just a short amount of time. The Green Jackets, 6 runs in the bottom of the fifth, and they've come all the way back to tie the game at 6-6. Brett Sears out for his second inning of work. He had a lot of time to wait, and now the Pelicans trying to answer back and regain some of that momentum. Suriel, Lumpoy, and Cepeda, 8-9-1 in the top of the sixth. The lines couldn't be more different. As Suriel swings under the fastball, nothing in one. 6 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for the Pelicans. Jackets, 6 runs, 2 hits, and no errors. Suriel late on the fastball, nothing in two. It's a Myrtle Beach team that came in with the fewest errors and the highest fielding percentage in all of single-A baseball this season. But they've now committed 7 errors in their last 13 innings. Suriel down on 3 straight fastballs. Second strikeout for Brett Sears. And this is who Augusta wants to have on the mound. Sears just an old school bulldog on the bump. Here's the fastball. It's 92-93. Please do your best to hit it. Alexi Lumpoy hit a monster home run last time up. Big swing, popped up, third base side of the infield. Lakehair Figueroa right on the foul line. Out number 2. And this near sellout crowd for the first Thirsty Thursday of 2025 are active and engaged, and for the first time tonight, truly into it, it feels like. It takes Owen Hackman off the hook. He is no longer eligible for a decision either direction. That will belong to the bullpen as the slider misses low and away on Angel Cepeda. Cepeda 1-for-3, a triple and a run scored. Slider nubbed off the end of the bat, foul 1-1. The inning all began in the previous frame with a walk to Douglas Glaude to lead off. Then Jake Steeles was hit by a 2-strike fastball. And that set the tone. Luis Sanchez, a little league triple, got the team on the board. Slider popped out of play. A routine roller back towards Nazir Mule, the pitcher, who's a plus athlete himself. He was going to two-way at the University of Miami before he was drafted in the fourth round. 1-2 to Cepeda. Broken bat. The bat goes flying. It's a foul ball. Sears had to duck as there was lumber flying out towards the mound. Nothing but the handle left in the hands of Cepeda as the fastball came running in. Sanchez got to first on an E1 when Mule bobbled it and then tried to flip to first and threw it low. Matt Hallback took an awkward step on the bag and then collided with Sanchez. Mule went to pick up his own miss, threw to third, and that was an error scoring another run. 1-2. Outside, Sears took three steps towards the dugout. Had right on the corner. Couldn't get the call. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Cepeda down on strikes. Six up, six down for Brett Sears. And the Green Jackets right back on the offensive as they look for the first lead of the night.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Green Jackets sent nine men to the plate in the fifth and scored six runs, capped off by an emphatic two-run homer for Nick Montgomery, his first as a pro. And so Douglas Glaude leads off for the second consecutive inning. Now facing the reliever Luis Martinez Gomez in his fourth outing of the season. Gomez gave up the two-run homer, charged for one run so far. First pitch slider called a strike on the outside corner. Glaude has flown out to the fence, been walked and scored. Slider low and away. Three straight breaking balls for Martinez Gomez. In his first season with the Pelicans, first full season at least. 1-1, fastball low. Martinez Gomez, a brief appearance with Myrtle Beach after being drafted in 2023, spent all of last year in the Complex League. Pitch from Martinez Gomez, struck well out to right field. Lumpoy going back, and he is there once again, and Douglas Glaude screaming into his hands as he rounds first base. Glaude continues to go with the pitches he's given. He's been pitched almost exclusively away, and nothing but hard hit balls that the right fielders have run down against him this week. Still looking to break through. Here's Jake Steeles, a line out and a hit by pitch. 0-1 with a run scored. Martinez Gomez has retired back-to-back batters on line drives after the homer. High leg kick. Steeles slaps it into left field for a base hit. Jake Steeles has his first hit at SRP Park this season. And the prolific base runner is on board as the go-ahead run for Luis Sanchez. Sanchez, two errors on one swing last time up, and two runs came home as a result. Time will be called by John Miller as the bat boy Brad Gibbs still has to hustle his way back to the third base side dugout, which the Green Jackets call home here at SRP. Sanchez chases a slider, nothing in one. Good tight breaking ball for Martinez Gomez. He's been able to get the right-handed hitters fishing so far. Steals, bit of a big lead, not going. Slider spun away. Sanchez behind, nothing in two. Martinez Gomez, a couple different junior colleges before being drafted. Bernardino Valley, and then Temple College. One in Cali, one in Texas. 0-2. Fastball fouled away. Sanchez just reaches out and pokes it away. Those are two of the top three states for junior college baseball. Texas, Florida, and California. Far and away the three best. JUCO ball is as prolific as it's ever been. But you go anywhere in those states, you're finding talent. Runner goes. Slider swing and a miss. Throw down from Ayers is on target. Got him. Crowd can't stand the call, but it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Allen Bryan is public enemy number one at SRP Park, but we're still scoreless after six.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Still Brett Sears on the hill, 6-6 after 6. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, Bally Sports Live, and MILB TV. I'm Noah Adcock-Howith. Through four innings, all Myrtle Beach. Augusta didn't have a hit, and three home runs for the Pelicans had them in front 6-0. But in the bottom of inning number 5, Augusta uses some shoddy defense to take 6 runs of their own in one go. Jose Escobar leading off. First pitch fouled away on the changeup against Brett Sears. Escobar 0 for 3. He's the only hitter for the Pelicans yet to reach base today. Two groundouts and a strikeout. Certainly do. Changeup out evens the count. Brett Sears, 21 pitches in his first two innings. Very efficient. 1-1 against Escobar. Doesn't get the call at the knees. Right at the bottom of the zone on the changeup, John Miller says no sir, and this rowdy, thirsty Thursday crowd has been giving the umpires grief all night. They'll celebrate that call though. Fastball ran back to the corner 2-2. Sears has struck out 3 and retired every batter he's faced. 2-2 to Escobar. Strike 3, make it 4. Escobar goes down fishing. Sears has struck out 4-plus in every game he's thrown as a pro so far. Still a long way to go in this one. Top of the 7th, tied at 6. Leonel Espinoza has been unstoppable today. 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Shows bunt and stabs at it for strike 1. Went out and then back in one motion. Did not fool John Miller, but that brings Lakeair Figueroa in a bit at 3rd. Nothing and 1 on the center fielder. Slider, bloop shot out into shallow center field. And when you're hot, you're hot. Leonel Espinoza has a 4-hit ball game. Now 6-for-13 on the week with 2 homers and 3 RBIs. It's the first base runner allowed by Sears. He'll work out of the stretch with 1 down against Cole Mathis, who's 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer. Full slate of action in the Carolina League. We'll get to that scoreboard after this first pitch from Sears to Mathis. Fastball right at the bottom of the zone. No call on the strike for Miller. Zone shrinking a little bit at the bottom for John Miller, it appears. Kannapolis and Columbia tied at 5 in the top of the 8th in a South Division battle. Fastball at the letters makes it 1-1. Both those teams at 6-5, just like the Green Jackets. Everybody looking up at Hickory in the South. Crawdads came into the day at 7-4, but they trail the River Dogs 4-1 in Charleston. 1-1 from Sears. Outside corner with the slider. Mathis, exceedingly picky. Both on and off the field. The only man I've ever seen order a cheese pizza at Subway is behind 1-2. Sears, a quick glance at first. Fastball too high. Cole was lauded for his patience at College of Charleston. Some scouts wanted him to be a bit more aggressive on pitches in the zone. But in the start to his first pro season, he's been just the right amount of selective. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Slider nubbed away. Out in front, but Mathis on a slow swing guides it towards Yovani Cuevas. Up in the North Division, Carolina ended a 5-game winning streak yesterday, losing to Delmarva. They weren't happy about that one, and they've taken it out on the Shorebirds. Carolina leading 10-1 in the 8th up in Zebulon. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mathis late on the fastball. 5 strikeouts for Brett Sears in 2 2/3. We'll see Delmarva next week. Carolina will come to town in early June. Lynchburg's playing Salem at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hillcats in front of the Red Sox 4-1, and that ball game just went final. First game to finish up tonight. Cameron Cisneros is going to come in and pinch hit for Matt Hallback. Cisneros taps the first pitch he sees off the mitt, foul. So the day is done for Hallback. He goes 1-for-3. And after being down on the ground for a while, and after that collision in the 5th, he gets lifted for a pinch hitter. Cisneros takes outside 1-1. First appearance of the week for Cameron Cisneros out of East Tennessee State University in Johnson City. Cisneros 1-for-17 with an RBI this season. 1-1, swing and a miss. Pulls off of the slider. Espinosa is still at first after the one-out single. Sears struck out the men before and after him. Ahead 1-2. Pitches outside, throw down as Espinosa tries to steal, and he's in safely. Got a sneaky jump. Sears did not pick him up. And Leonel Espinosa is now a perfect 3-for-3 on the season. 2-2 on Cisneros. Final game we did not mention. Fayetteville leading Fredericksburg 3-2 in the 8th. Fred Nats, however, are threatening with 2 outs. Sears against Cisneros, the 2-2. Slider fouled away. Breaking ball running in on the hands of the left-handed first baseman. Everybody available off the bench tonight for Yovani Cuevas can swing or does swing exclusively from the left side. Ramon, the switch hitter, and then 3 lefties in Carrico, Granadillo, and Cisneros. So the only 2 men left on the bench are catchers. 2-2 slider runs in, and that hit the foot of Cisneros. Cisneros wears it on the back shoe, and it's a 2-out base runner. Sears lets Cisneros off the hook. It's the first hit by pitch of the year for Cameron Cisneros. And time is called. Montgomery goes out to the hill to talk with Sears. Men at first and second. This is much about getting the signs right as it is settling Sears down to face the lefty. Cisneros pinch hit for Hallback. Hallback's spot was the first one to come up twice against Sears. So Owen Ayers will be the first man to see the Green Jacket reliever multiple times. Ayers flew out to deep right field in his only at bat against Sears so far. Ayers 1-for-3 overall. 2 on, 2 out. And Ayers Waves through the fastball, nothing in one. Down to 90 on the heater. That's as low as Sears has gone with it. But it has such a ridiculously high spin rate and such good carry at the top of the zone. Still got a whiff from the catcher. 0-1. Flown foul. Out of the stadium, up and over the Bud Bar on the left field line. Green Jacket attendance has been stellar to start the season. Absolutely love to see the amount of folks that have been pouring in through the first six home games. Should be a sellout tonight. That'll be 4 out of 6. And time is called by Owen Ayers before the 0-2 pitch. Jackets were second in the Carolina League in attendance last year, just above Myrtle Beach. And third in all of single A behind only the Charleston River Dogs and the Fresno Grizzlies. 0-2 from Sears. Foul back. The Grizzlies are an odd case because it's a much bigger market than most single A ball clubs. And also, Fresno was formerly a triple A ballpark. It's a long fall from triple A to single A, but they have the ability to pack 9,000 strong in that park. Nowhere else can go more than 5. 0-2 popped up to the shortstop. Jones is there, and he makes the catch. Ayers knew it. He slammed the bat into the dirt after contact, and Sears able to strand 2 and keep us tied. We're at the 7th inning stretch at SRP. Buckle up, folks. We've got a fun finish coming down the pipeline for you on a Thursday night.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
It's still Luis Martinez Gomez out on the hill. He's gone an inning and a third, 2 hits and a run. And here in the bottom of the 7th, he'll face Lakeir Figueroa to start off. Figueroa leading off the bottom of inning number 7. Pineda and Jones behind him, 8-9-1 against Martinez Gomez, as the Green Jackets, who have tied it up in the 6th, put full 6 runs up, half a dozen against this starter. And the first pitch fastball misses outside as Ayers whiffs on the catch. Figueroa 0-for-2 in his second game of the season. Went 2-for-5 in his debut last night. Pair of hard hit balls in his second season with the Green Jackets. Fastball center cut. Makes it 1-1 on the 20-year-old third baseman. Lakeir crowding the plate from the right side. A lot of good ABs so far. Slider popped up behind first. Cisneros, who's in there for Hallback, gets his first test, and in foul territory, he makes the catch. Had to navigate the bullpen out there, which is on the field of play, stepping over the practice home plates. Catch was made. Leadoff man retired. For the second consecutive inning by Martinez Gomez. Now it's Alan Pineda's been on base twice today. Reached on an error back in the 3rd and then walked and scored in the 5th. Called strikeout or edges. All six runs for Augusta came in the fifth with the help of three errors and a two-run blast from Montgomery. Pineda fists the fastball back. 0-2 on Alan Pineda. Martinez Gomez working quickly. He settled in nicely after the homer on the first batter he faced. Pineda fouls it towards the on-deck circle. Nice snag by Colby Jones over there. Long look in from Martinez Gomez. Rocks to a stop. Dark glove at the belt. Outside ball one. Only Pineda's sixth start over 2 years in a Green Jacket uniform. Saw most of his time as a DH last year. Good depth on the roster. But working to put together those competitive ABs. Slider, strike three. Pineda down looking. Well received. It'll be the second strikeout for Martinez Gomez. Right at the bottom of the zone. Back to the top of the order for Colby Jones. He's 0 for 3. A line out and two strikeouts. First opportunity for him to see Martinez Gomez. Fastball, strike one, thigh high. Good hop out of the hand for Luis Martinez Gomez on that fastball. Been up to 94. Some action in the bullpen for the Pelicans. 0-1. Jones trying to drop the bunt down. Missed it. And Martinez Gomez staring down Jones after the fact. Snapped the glove closed on the catch. Downright offended that Jones had the audacity to try to get the go-ahead run on in the seventh inning. See where Martinez Gomez goes here. Target is up, 0-2. High and outside. Wanted to get the fastball up above the hands of Jones, but overthrown by the right-hander. Always out of the set. Closed and home. Outside 2-2. Back-to-back non-competitive fastballs from Martinez Gomez. Owen Carey on deck. He doubled and scored last time up. 2-2. Slider upstairs. Tried to drop it back into the letters. Another one that missed the target heavily for Gomez. Ayers had the glove at the knees. Jones has run the count full. 3-2 to Colby. Inside, check swing. Did not go on the appeal to first. It is ball four. First walk issued by Martinez Gomez. And after he tried to show up Jones with the little stare down after the bunt attempt, Luis Martinez Gomez threw four straight out of the zone. More movement in the pen for the Pelicans. Got a man on the rubber. Owen Carey takes a slider inside. Jones took two steps towards second and then thought better of a steal try. Carey, final man to see Martinez Gomez. He ended Mule's night with a double. There goes Jones. Pitch is called a strike. Throw from Ayers. Tag is on target. Not quite. Jones just barely does get that hand in there. Now 7 for 8 stealing. Ayers has got a whale of an arm behind the plate. Good pitch to throw on as well. Fastball middle out. But Jones a bit too quick. Go ahead run in scoring position with two down. One ball and one strike on Owen Carey. 18-year-old designated hitter from the left side. There goes Jones again. Slider fouled back. Not as good of a jump that time for Colby. Makes it 1-2. Martinez Gomez looking to strand the go-ahead run in scoring position. Jones on the move again. Swing and a miss. Carey down on strikes. Martinez Gomez stares at Carey, stares at Jones, now barking at Colby Jones. Still mad about the bunt. And Martinez Gomez has posted back-to-back zeros after allowing the game-tying homer. We head to the eighth, still knotted at six.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Number 7, Christopher Passiola.
Brett Sears still hurling in the top of the eighth against Christopher Passiola. Three scoreless for Sears, and Passiola fouls the first pitch back he sees. Starting to get a little bit ornery here at SRP Park. Luis Martinez Gomez bringing the rage in that seventh inning. 0-1 to Passiola. Well hit to shortstop. Jones a diving stop. Long throw to first. He got him! What a play by Colby Jones. Highlight reel defense. Doesn't see much time over there, but boy, can he play some shortstop. Here's Anderson Suriel. Jones, who through no action of his own, became the center of the controversy at the bottom of the seventh. Takes away a base hit to start the eighth. Suriel takes inside 2-0. Martinez Gomez took significant exception to Jones trying to bunt with two outs and nobody on in a tie game in the seventh inning. Slider inside 3-0 as Suriel crowds the plate. Looking for his second walk of the day. 3-0. Taking all the way, it's a called strike. Jones then took four straight pitches out of the zone from Martinez Gomez. Stole second, tried to steal third. Fly ball out to right field. Glad heading back in front of the warning track. He's got it in his sights. Two down in the inning. But Martinez Gomez, even after striking out Carey, not only was he staring down the 18-year-old outfielder, he then looked back at Jones, stopped on the first base line, and began screaming at Colby, still pantomiming the bunt attempt. Very strange in a tie game you see that be the source of that much ire in a relief pitcher's mind. Breaking ball to Alexi Lumpoy misses outside. Lumpoy's 1-for-3 with a solo homer. There's a righty throwing in the pen, so that's likely the last we see of Martinez Gomez today as Lumpoy chases a changeup 1-1. He does take a blown save for giving up the two-run shot in the fifth. Lumpoy in front of the off-speed 1-2. Martinez Gomez, four strikeouts, two hits, just the one run. 1-2 on Lumpoy. Sears looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Lined into right field. Glad coming on. He will not have it. Go ahead, run on with two outs in the eighth as Alexi Lumpoy's got his second hit of the day. Dropped down to the ninth spot today, and he's put together some good ABs. And Winston Sawyer's out of the dugout. Jackets have a man working quickly in the bullpen. Looks like Jackson Danley, and Sears a little bit frustrated. Winston Sawyer has not yet made a move. Sears is at 52 pitches. That's usually where a piggyback arm gets capped for the Braves. And Winston Sawyer is going to leave Sears in there. Looked his pitcher in the eye. And after 3 2/3 for Brett Sears, he will live to see Angel Cepeda for a second time. Cepeda struck out swinging his last time up. Lumpoy, who runs well, is at first as the potential go-ahead run. 0-for-1 stealing this week, has a big lead. First pitch misses outside. Cepeda 1-for-4, tripled on the first pitch of the game. Since then, 2 flyouts and a strikeout. He's 0-for-1 against Sears. Fastball in on the hands, and that might have hit Cepeda. It did. Jackets were trying to say it got bat. It did not. And now that go-ahead run is in scoring position. Looked like Sears overthrew a little bit on the fastball and ran it too far inside. Here's Jose Escobar, 0-for-4. And now Winston Sawyer will go make a move. 3 2/3 for Brett Sears, but he leaves responsible for both men on base. Jackson Danley hasn't had much low stress since he started his pro career this season, and that trend will continue. 3 2/3 solid innings for Brett Sears, but it's up to Danley to hold the line. Back in 90 seconds on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Third Georgia 811 call to the bullpen of the evening, and it is the biggest situation we've had so far tonight. Jackson Danley takes the hill. 23-year-old out of Tomball, Texas, getting his fourth appearance as a pro, and he starts with Jose Escobar. 2-on-2-out tie game in the eighth. Righty against lefty. First pitch misses low. If you haven't seen Danley throw, you're going to see more power sliders than you've seen just about ever before. It's an upper 80s breaking ball. There's the fastball through the open left side. It's a base hit. Escobar comes through, and Lumpoy scores. Go-ahead RBI single for Jose Escobar. Erases an 0-for-4 day. And the Pelicans are back in front. Escobar was late on the fastball, but got barreled to it. And with Figueroa playing away from the bag, surprisingly so with a man at second. He had no chance to make a play. That run will go against Brett Sears. He is also responsible for Cepeda at second. Two out base runners continue to be Augusta's kryptonite. Slider called a strike on Lionel Espinoza, who's 4-for-4. Danley loves his sweeper, but went to the fastball against Escobar and paid the price. Pelicans are out hitting Augusta 11-3. Lead by one, and they might lead by more. Sanchez, a diving stop. He flipped it to nobody. The runner comes around from third, and Cepeda scores. Sanchez, a heck of an effort to even keep it close to the infield. Tried to flip it to Jones as he was falling into the outfield. It's back-to-back RBI singles off of Jackson Danley. And that closes the book on Brett Sears, and right now he's in line for the loss. Danley allows both inherited runners to score. It's 8-6. Cole Mathis, the seventh hitter of the inning. Still two on, two out. Inside ball one. Danley had not allowed a run earned, unearned, or inherited yet this season. But a pair of two-out singles put the Pelicans back in front. Fastball low, 2-0. Four straight batters have reached with two outs. It all began with Lumpoy's single off of Sears. Sears convinced Winston Sawyer to give him one more batter, but then hit Cepeda to end his night. And then Escobar and Espinoza both have the hits that have given the lead. Slider called for a strike, 2-1. Mathis 1-for-4 with a two-run homer. Not sure who the righty is in the pen for the Pelicans, but he's ready. 2-1. Slider crush deep out to left field. Steals back at the track. It is gone. A three-run homer for Cole Mathis, and it's a five-run eighth for the Pelicans. A two-homer day for Mathis makes it an 11-6 ball game. .105 off the bat, .384 the distance. It is 11-6. Five straight batters reach, three straight hits against Danley. Here's Cameron Cisneros taking strike one. A mammoth comeback for Augusta. And it's all a race with two outs in the eighth inning. Fastball bounced out to second base. Sanchez over to first, and that ends the inning. But the Pelicans tag Jackson Danley for five runs with two outs and retake the lead. 11-6 is the score.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. And maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Braden Spears takes the ball for Myrtle Beach, 24-year-old right-hander out of Boise State in his first professional season. And now a 5-run cushion as he faces Nick Montgomery to begin the eighth. First pitch slider called a strike. Final line for Luis Martinez Gomez, who stranded a run in the bottom of the seventh and now is in line for the victory. 2 1/3, 2 hits, a run, a walk, and 3 Ks. Montgomery cuts through the slider, nothing in two. Gave up the solo homer that tied the game at 6, but 5 runs in the eighth for Myrtle Beach have Montgomery and the Green Jackets behind nothing in two. Nick fouls that one off the bare hand of the catcher Ayers to stay alive. Pelicans can smell the win 6 outs away. It would end the 5-game losing streak, be the first victory of the season here in Augusta, and set up a fun rest of the weekend as this ball game has been highly contested and a lot of intensity late in the game. Spears, a big presence on the hill, 6'6", 235, and Montgomery goes down swinging. Pelicans dugout alive and well after the 5-run frame. Myrtle Beach took the lead on a 2-out single from Jose Escobar, the first man to face Jackson Danley after Sears departed. Leonel Espinoza punched an infield single up the middle to score Cepeda, and then Cole Mathis, a multi-homer day, his first two as a pro, breaks the game open. Here's Drake against Braden Spears. Isaiah takes ball one outside. Spears, one of the oldest players on the roster at 24, first season in affiliated ball, but he is certainly not new to professional baseball as a whole. 1-0 out of the stretch. Drake spins a pop-up down the third base line. It will hook foul. No chance for Paciola to run it down. Spears played parts of 3 seasons in the now independent Pioneer League with the Boise Hawks. Just stayed in Boise. Or went back to Boise, in fact. He was originally out of Boise State and then went to Oregon after the Broncos cut their program. Also played at Cal State Fullerton. Slider outside edge, 1-2. Good frame by Ayers. But it was on the corner regardless. Spears looking for back-to-back Ks to start his night. Drake takes ball 2. Watched it all the way in. Sinker at 89. He's also flashed a 4-seam at 92. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the young center fielder. Spears kicks and deals. Drake slides it out to left field, but it's hanging up, and Suriel is there. Too much backspin on the line drive for Isaiah. It just kept carrying, and Suriel's able to run it down. 2 up, 2 down in the eighth. Douglas Glaude 0-for-2 with a walk. Still looking to break out of that over. Hit the ball hard twice. Still nothing to show for it, however. First pitch from Spears is downstairs. Pelicans will have Ayers, Paciola, and Suriel in the ninth as they look to tack on any extra insurance necessary. 1-0 to Glaude. Bounces in with the slider. Douglas ahead 2-0. Slider is the best pitch for Spears. High spin, good depth, tough to pick up. Especially right on right. 2-0. Gets the call on the outer edges. That's a perfect pitcher's pitch on 2-0. Don't want to concede with Glaude having a ton of power. But you can't walk the ball into the mitt with better location. 2 balls and a strike. High hands and Spears deals. Glad fouls the fastball back. A little bit late on the four seam, right at the top of the zone. Spears looking to retire the side. 1-2-3. Shakes twice. Still doesn't like what he's seeing and steps off to reset. Five pitch mix for Spears. And they will say it's a pitch timer violation before he stepped off. So it's 3-2 after the automatic ball. Runs the count full against Douglas Glott. Now the payoff pitch. Ball four inside. So the automatic ball comes back to bite Spears. Glott's got his second walk of the day. And it extends the inning for Jake Steels. Get a quick glance at the Braves affiliate scoreboard. Rome was shut out 5-0. Second consecutive shutout against the Asheville Taurus for Rome's offense. Garrett Bauman took the loss in three innings. Gave up just one run, but that's all it took. He's now 0-3. First pitch from Spears to Steels is a called strike. Didn't get a good look at the sinking fastball. Still opening week for the Columbus Clingstones. They trail 4-2 in the 10th inning. Tied it up late to force extras against Pensacola, but have given up two runs in the top of inning number 10. 0-1 slider backhanded well by Ayers. Lucas Braun threw 6 2/3 solid innings, and then Craig Kimbrell came on, continuing his comeback tour, and the Braves legend struck out all four men he faced in a perfect outing. 1-1 to Steels. Bounced up the middle to the shortstop. Cepeda has to hurry over to first in time to get Steels by a half step. Two out walk got Glott aboard, but nothing beyond that. Danily back to the hill. Green Jackets chasing 5 into the ninth.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
First full inning for Jackson Danily. Pelicans leading 11-6 in the top of the ninth. 11 runs, 13 hits, and 4 errors for the boys in gray. 6 runs on just 3 hits without an error for the Jackets. All 6 came in the fifth inning. Pelicans took the lead with a 5-run eighth. Danily, first pitch slider, has Owen Ayers fishing. Ayers 1-for-4 today. He was the only man not to bat in that fifth. The decisive 2 runs are charged right now to Brett Sears. He's in line for a tough luck loss after 3 2/3 strong innings. Just couldn't quite find the last out of the eighth. And then all 3 of the rest charged to Jackson Danily, along with both inherited runners having scored on his account. 1-1 to Ayers. Paciola, Suriel behind him. Outside 2-1. Tomorrow, the Augusta Azaleas are in full bloom, take the field for the first time with that alternate identity that's been so highly anticipated. Evan Auschenbeck, the lefty out of Bryan, Texas, gets the ball for the Pelicans against Ethan Bagwell in his third professional start. Fastball out 3-1 on Ayers. It'll be both offenses' first chance to see the other. Bagwell only threw once last year, was in the final week of the season against the Down East Wood Ducks, who are now defunct and play in Spartanburg at a high A level. 3-1 in the dirt, and it's a leadoff walk for Ayers. Auschenbeck out of Texas A&M did not throw at all last year. He's racked up the strikeouts heavily, though, in two outings as a pro so far this year. Jackets have hit left-handed pitching well. It's a severe departure from last year, where at one point they lost 9 of 10 consecutive starts by lefties and were 3-13 at one point as well. Christopher Paciola, first pitch swinging, drubs the fastball back, nothing in one. It's Yenry Rojas against Raven Antonio on Saturday. That's the final Augusta's day, or Augusta Azalea's day. Post-game fireworks and a jersey auction. Get a chance at those game-worn uniforms that look so clean. Nothing in one. Bounce to the wide-open right side. Nobody there. And the Pelicans just continue to play pepper against the shift off of Jackson Danilet. Paciola's first hit of the ball game. Myrtle Beach just racking them up. Season high 14 and counting for the Pelicans. Two on, nobody out. Anderson Suriel is 0 for 3. With that hit from Paciola, Suriel now the only man without a hit in the starting lineup. Cameron Cisneros came in as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning for first baseman Matt Hallback. He's 0 for 1. Elvin Nina and Nick Montgomery going out to speak with Danilet. It's the first time he's encountered real resistance so far in his pro career. Three great outings for him, but not finding it here. Doubling back to finish up the Braves scoreboard, Gwinnett and Lehigh Valley at the AAA level are tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth. The Stripers, with a walk-off win, would go over 500 for the first time this season. They're facing the Iron Pigs at 12-5. Braves an off day, much needed on this Thursday. They'll be back in action tomorrow at home hosting the Minnesota Twins. Two on, nobody out for Anderson Suriel, 0 for 3. Nobody left in the bullpen at this juncture for the Green Jackets. Fastball inside, 1-0. Owen Hackman started this ball game, went 2 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, all of which were earned. David Rodriguez, 1 1/3, 2 runs on 2 solo homers. And then Brett Sears, after 3 scoreless, gives up 2 in the 8th. Both were inherited and scored off of Danilet. Suriel rockets it into the second deck. Rapidly approaching the 10 o'clock hour here on the East Coast, so a handful of fans have begun to vacate the ballpark in waves. Ball game no longer as close as it was. That plays a role as well. Slider fouled back, 1-2. Cubs are off today as well, looking over at Chicago's side. More chances to take a look at this Myrtle Beach offense. They'll be back at Wrigley to host the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are on a tough travel schedule this week. 1-2 to Suriel, swing and a miss. Jackson's got his first strikeout of the day. Suriel 0 for 4. Diamondbacks played this afternoon in Miami, beat the Marlins 6-4, and then had to hop on the plane, get to Chicago. Cubs love their day games at Wrigley, and it's a 2:20 start in the friendly confines. Here's Alexi Lumpoy, the 9-hitter. Lumpoy waves at the power sweeper for Danilet, 0-1. Alexi 2 for 4 out of the 9 spot with a pair of runs scored. Big league clubs for both of these affiliates were off, but everybody else was in full go. Nothing and one from Danley. Bounced up the middle. Could be two. Sanchez tags the runner. Goes to first. Out is the call. It's a 4-3 double play. Well executed by Sanchez to post the zero for Danley. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets need to muster five against Braden Spears to keep this ball game going.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Into the ninth in a long and chaotic ball game here at SRP Park. Myrtle Beach leading 11-6. Green Jackets have scored six runs on just three hits. All the offense came in the fifth against Nazir Mule and Luis Martinez Gomez. But a five-run eighth have the Pelicans in front. 11 runs on 14 hits. And now Augusta, who did not muster a hit in the eighth against the reliever Braden Spears, need five from the bottom of the order. Sanchez 0 for 3 today. Reached on an error and scored back in the fifth. It's the most runs and most hits Augusta's given up this season. First pitch on the ground to second base. An easy play for Escobar. One pitch, one out. We alluded to the rest of the Cubs affiliates in action today. All three of them have gone final. Triple A Iowa, the only winner so far in the organization for the Cubbies. They won 6-2 over the St. Paul Saints. Double A Knoxville fell 5-4 at home to Chattanooga. And South Bend lost to Western Michigan 2-1. Figueroa cuts underneath the fastball, nothing and one on Lake Eyre. Figueroa, strikeout and two pop-ups, both of which have gone to first base. Non-save situations, but Spears still looking for the final two outs, and he fooled Figueroa badly. A slider that went all the way to the backstop. But Figueroa couldn't stop the bat, nothing in two. No balls and two strikes on Lake Eyre Figueroa. The Green Jackets have just been completely demoralized after the two-out explosion by the Pelicans in the eighth. Spears the pitch. Strike three looking. Figueroa down on the backwards K. Two of them in the ball game for Spears. And Alan Pineda represents the final opportunity. Pineda 0 for 2, walked and scored in the fifth. Spears out of the stretch, misses outside. Looking for his first hit of the season. Long hold to Pineda. Into right field, base hit. Alan Pineda's got his first hit of the year. Nice moment for the hard-working catcher. And he gets a fist bump from Coach Brad Stoll over there. Back to the top of the order. It's Colby Jones. Jones 0 for 3 with a walk. Base runners in both innings against Spears so far. That's the first hit. Jones takes low and outside. Colby had arguably the defensive play of the game back in the eighth. Just a miraculous diving stop for the first out of the inning. He bounces this one to second. Easy play for Escobar at the bag, and that's the ball game. The Pelicans give up 6 in the fifth, but score 5 in the eighth. Never trailed and get their first win of the week. 11-6 is your final. Myrtle Beach out hits the Pelicans 14-3. And they're able to get themselves to end the 5-game losing streak. Pelicans now 5-7. Augusta back to 500 at 6-6. And the ball game comes to its conclusion. Everything happened offensively for the Green Jackets in inning number 5. They did what they've done so many times already this year. Create a big inning out of their opponent's mistakes. It's one thing that Winston Sawyer, along with Garrett Wilkinson and Ruben Gotay, have emphasized so overtly this year. Taking advantage of what the opposition gives you. Walks and errors, and that's exactly what they did. Nazir Mule got a little bit tired there at the end. A couple chaotic, error-filled plays gave the Jackets some life. After Owen Carey doubled with 2 outs, it got Mule out of the ball game, brought in Luis Martinez Gomez, and the second pitch he threw was rocketed over the left field wall by Nick Montgomery for Monty's first professional home run. Can expect many more of those for the powerful catcher. But the Pelicans would not go away quietly. 2 outs in the 8th inning. It all began with a single from Alexi Lumpoy in the 9 spot. That bottom of the order, so pivotal in games like this. And Lumpoy, who goes 2 for 5 with a homer and a pair of runs scored, was the one who set the table. Angel Cepeda was hit by a pitch. That end Brett Sears' evening. And then Myrtle Beach went to task against Jackson Danley. Single, single, and a 3-run homer. How about Cole Mathis? 2 for 5, 2 homers, 5 RBIs. Looking every bit of the potential powerhouse at the plate that the Cubs thought they were getting. And I can tell you folks from deep personal experience with Mathis, the Cubbies are going to enjoy him for a long period of time. Good moment for him with some family coming to town over the weekend. The Columbus native gets as close to Georgia as you can get in the Carolina League, right across the river from his home state, and delivers after 2 doubles yesterday. Did a few extra push-ups in the locker room this afternoon, and those doubles turned into long balls. 1 to right center, 1 a high arcing shot off the underside of the video board in straightaway left. Mathis, the most impactful bat, but everybody reached base for the Pelicans. Home runs for Lumpoy and Lionel Espinoza. Espinoza goes a perfect 5 for 5 with 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. He has been terrorizing the Green Jackets no matter where he goes in the order. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 39 minutes. Green Jackets, 6 runs, 4 hits, no errors. And they left on 4. Myrtle Beach, 11-14. And right now it has been changed from 4 to 3 in terms of total errors. The Pelicans left on 7. When they put a man on, more often than not, they brought him home. But that'll do it for us here on the Easy Go postgame show. And we will bid you good night until tomorrow. 6:50 live time, 7:05 first pitch. It will be Evan Aschenbeck for the Pelicans and Ethan Bagwell for the Green Jackets, who will be the Augusta Azaleas in a game that you will not want to miss. If you can get here, get here. Only opportunity to get Azaleas merch is in person in limited quantities tomorrow afternoon. If not, you know where to find us. Bally Live, MILB TV, and all 132 games on the Green Jacket Radio Network at greenjacketsbaseball.com. For Wes Cooper, Idalise Rodrigo, everybody that made this happen, I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thank you, as always, for being with us. You know it was a pleasure. Pelicans 11, Green Jackets 6, as Myrtle Beach gets their first win of the week.